The movies are back, baby, and if you're looking for a weekly podcast to keep up with all the new releases and all the hottest news and rumors coming out of Hollywood, check out Movies, Baby, with 5 Y's. Is Emma Stone on track for greatest actress of all time?
What's the best Godzilla movie of all?
What's up with John Cena?
Love Lies Bleeding? We'll take more where that came from.
What movie should have won Best Picture at this year's Oscars?
Hint. The name of 2 months, and they ain't close together.
Those are just some of the topics we've discussed on recent episodes of Movies, Baby. Every week on Movies, Baby, Forever Dog co-founders and lifelong movie fanatics Brett and Joe break down the hottest movie news, review the latest releases, shout out forgotten classics, and prophesy the future of Hollywood. You can listen to Movies, Baby, wherever you get podcasts, and you can watch Movies, Baby live every Thursday night on YouTube at Movies, Baby with 5 Y's. Movies, Baby!
Welcome to Beach Too Sandy, Water Too Wet, a podcast featuring real reviews written by people who just need the world to know what they think. Between you and me, I wanted to like this podcast, but I'd give it 0 stars if I could.
Greetings.
And welcome
to our show,
Beach Too Sandy, Water Too Wet. The podcast where we read the worst reviews in the most dramatic fashion. I'm Alex.
And I'm Christine. And we are here for some really horrible feelings about the internet.
Always.
Always.
Always here for that. This week's theme, courtesy of you, is bookstores in Portland, Oregon.
That's right. I'm excited about this one. It proved pretty easy, I think.
My God, it was easy.
But I also wanted to say, here's the thing. We're going to Germany and Austria this week. We leave in like a couple days. Mm-hmm. And we're going to be gone for like 10 days, 11 days. And so we're recording several episodes in advance. So I feel like every episode I need to correct some shit that I said or something we got wrong.
I was feeling the same way, so now I'm worried.
So if we did something wrong last episode, sorry, we recorded it yesterday.
Literally yesterday. Which helped that this was so easy because
yeah.
It was like not that much prep for once because I found all of mine, spoiler alert, all of mine are from Powell's.
Yeah, that's the famous one.
Yeah. So this was easy and lots of fun. And
it was pretty funny.
If we made any mistakes last week, just wait an extra week.
And know that
to let us know.
When you're correcting us, we are finding out over a nice schnitzel dinner. And rest easy in that fact.
Yes.
Rest easy in the knowledge that we're drinking good beer.
I'm kind of excited to get away.
Me too.
Yeah, from all these people.
Unfortunately, we can't get away from each other, but...
That's true, though.
Oh, well.
Oh, well.
There will be lots of Germans
What? There's nothing positive you can put there.
I'm trying to think of which bad thing they can do.
All of them.
Okay. I was gonna say that we can unite against.
True. We do tend to do that.
Defense mechanism.
It very much is. And then your challenge was sent in by Caitlin, and it was for you to find a review of a theme park where the reviewer got bodily fluids on them.
Well, as we can all imagine, that was easy.
Mm-hmm.
However, a lot of it was like they didn't get the bodily fluids necessarily on them, so I had to find that specific.
Mm-hmm. It made it a little tougher.
Caveat. And also, a lot of them were just gross and sad.
Yeah.
I didn't enjoy it.
Yeah.
In fact, I felt pretty sick to my stomach after reading these.
Good.
You know that gag reflex when someone pukes and you...
I know it all too well, yes.
Yeah.
Did you get that while reading these?
Yeah, I did.
Are we going to make other people get this when you read them?
Yeah, I am.
Not excited. Okay, I regret this already. Thanks, Caitlin.
Do you want to start? I think you have more than I do.
My first review and all of the rest are of Powell's.
Literally all of them.
All of them.
I don't know if you guys know what Powell's is, but I went to Portland last spring, and it's really cool. It's like this big bookstore, very famous spot in Portland.
Yeah, color coordinated, like different sections by different colors.
It's huge.
It's very large. But that means that a lot of people have problems with it.
Right, of course.
But I found people who had some problems, and then other people had the opposite problems.
Oh, yes.
So it's really, you can't please anyone.
It's full of problems.
It's either too big, it's not big enough, it's too crowded, it's too quiet. Like, I had some weirdos, like, that are like, this is too quiet, not, like, I don't know. I don't get it.
As much as I love the way that you describe the problems, I think it's more poignant when our reviewers describe them, so I'm going to ask you to please tell me what your first reviewer said.
I don't write Yelp reviews for a living. I read them. So here we go.
We're just hacks.
Here's a 1-star review by Vern Devana. Powell's books does not honor human being rights of freedom of speech or the Fifth Amendment. Pause. If you haven't read our book on
our children's
book about the Constitution, the Fifth Amendment.
Constitution Soup for the Soul is what I'm calling it for now. It's a working title.
The Fifth. Love it. The Fifth Amendment does a few things. Right against self-incrimination. It.
Right. So I plead the Fifth.
Due process. Mm-hmm. Double jeopardy. Mm-hmm. Something about grand juries.
Sure. Sure.
Why don't you decide whether or not that's at all relevant here?
Oh, so we are going to find out.
Yes.
So we're the grand jury in this scenario. Yeah. Got it.
I was having a conversation with someone in the coffee shop about Jesus in a respectful way.
Oh, no.
And not bothering anyone.
Oh, no.
One of the managers at Powell's, black, medium-length hair and glasses, said to stop talking about that, or I'm 86th from Powell's. He said I could come back if I promised to never talk about Jesus at the W. Burnside Powell's bookstore. It was closing time, even at the coffee shop, so there were only like 5 people left in there, so I don't know what the problem was. Did someone just say an ACLU discrimination civil lawsuit? I thought Powell's was all about diversity. Beware, lovers of Jesus! I told the manager that I was not going to deny Jesus, so... He said I was banned from the W. Burnside Powell's bookstore for talking about Jesus Christ. When I was being escorted out, he and another employee, middle-aged, blonde hair, wears glasses, got all happy with huge smiles and gave each other a high five in the air while jumping up and down. This is where I was. They really lost me.
Fire and brimstone came up from the sidewalk.
Yeah, right. Do you mad? It's like something from a fucking movie. They jump up in the air and do a high five.
This book writes itself, Jesus, by the way, our children's book.
The funny thing is Powell's book sells quite a lot radical Christian books, along with a lot of satanic pagan books as well. Mm-hmm. Also, I was harassed by their woman security guard, heavy-set woman with reddish-brown color hair, where she said, "Hi, Mr. X," when I was waiting for the Portland streetcar. I never looked at her or said anything to her. How does she know my name?
Oh.
Very creepy.
Oh.
I took her picture. Smiley face.
What is happening, Alexander?
They have facial recognition security cameras in their stores, and they probably sell all your identities to marketing companies, telling them your shopping preferences, email addresses, and even more. Customers who sell their books there allow Powell's to have all their identity info. End of review.
What? What?
So, can we rewind a bit and talk about the Fifth Amendment?
Oh, right. That's where this all began.
This all began at the Fifth Amendment.
Sure. So, I mean, I guess what their point is. Who is this person again? What's their name?
Vern Devana.
Bummer, because I have a really similar reviewer.
Really?
Yes. And seems like maybe there's more than one of them in Portland. But I also have to say, I mean, I did buy a tarot card book there and a lucid dreaming book.
Yeah.
So, I mean...
Pagan witchcraft.
Yeah, they're not wrong on that.
Yeah, but they said there's also radical Christian stuff, too.
So the problem is essentially that the manager said, stop talking about that.
Specifically Jesus Christ.
Got it.
But what I'm wondering is, what was the context here? Were you chatting with a friend about Jesus? Were you in your...
No, because...
Exactly.
They said there were... Can you imagine, like, if I were to walk around and go, hey, what's your favorite kind of soup? I like... What's a kind of soup? Tell me a kind of soup.
Wow, you're clever.
Constitution soup.
Butternut squash.
I love butternut squash soup. Mm-hmm. What's your favorite kind of soup? Like, I would hope a manager would kick me out for harassing
Excuse
people.
Excuse me, stop talking about soup, please.
Stop talking about that.
Yeah. No, I know.
You're
yeah.
silencing me.
It's not necessarily the Jesus thing. It's the fact that they were talking to anyone about anything close to closing when presumably no one wanted to talk to them back.
Well, I mean, this person was also walking around taking pictures of employees, so.
Mm-hmm. They're the victim here. Mm-hmm. And also, what's with the facial recognition thing? Did you see a lot of reviews about facial recognition software at Powell's Books?
I did not.
I did.
What?
I saw at least 3 or 4.
Seriously?
Yeah.
What? Is this like a... Do they have a sign? Like, smile, you're on camera and we're selling all your information
exactly.
to...
Exactly. I looked and I Googled Big it brother. And there's nothing about it.
Maybe it's a Portland thing.
Paranoia is a Portland thing. Could be.
Well, I do think that the employees high-fiving and jumping up and down is really quite a sight that I'd like someone to actually illustrate for me, mm-hmm. please.
Or maybe we can just reach out to Powell's and ask for their facial recognition security footage.
Duh.
And
they'll
have
it on
it
camera.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it'll tell us exactly the people's names and their social security numbers.
We'll probably see it in a Campbell's commercial sometime soon when it's sold to marketing. Why am I on soup today? I don't know.
I don't know.
I don't even like soup.
Whoa.
I know, it's controversial, but...
That's exactly what I would call that opinion. Jesus.
Okay.
Just don't talk about that in the bookstore. You're going to get in trouble.
I know. I'm going to get 86th.
Let's hope.
I guess I'll keep going with Powell's. To be honest, I was very surprised by that review that you just read because my Powell's reviews are so different.
Really?
Like complete opposite all the 1 stars I found.
Yeah, this was like one of the first ones I found. I was like, this is easy.
It's so
too easy.
Honestly, I feel like because you read Google reviews typically and I read either Yelp or TripAdvisor. There's such a difference for whatever reason between reviews on Google reviews versus Yelp versus TripAdvisor. It's like a different breed of person mm-hmm. is on each
very
platform.
True.
They don't cross over very often.
Very true.
I haven't nailed down exactly what the characteristics of each are.
I know Google tends to be a lot older, I would say.
Yes, that's true.
You find a lot fewer
I think
young
it's
people.
Simpler. Like, it just comes up automatically if mm-hmm. you have an Android or if you're on Google Maps.
Yes.
You
can accidentally get there a lot easier.
I feel like most of... Right. Especially...
Which is what I find a lot.
Which is proven by all the reviews that are like, mm-hmm. why is this here?
Yeah.
On my phone, I have never been to this place. Okay. So, I have a Powell's review by Bryn. It's a 1-star review. I mean, if you like books, this would be great. But for all the tourists out there, this is literally just a very large but ran down Barnes & Noble. End of review.
That's probably the meanest thing anyone could say about Powell's.
It's like a worse
They'd
Barnes
be so
&
insulted.
Noble. Oh.
That's so funny. But I get that. People say, oh, what do I do when I'm in Portland? It's like, oh, go to Powell's. You have to go to Powell's. And if you go there and you're like, well, this is just a bookstore.
It's like, yep.
Then yeah, you're not going to enjoy it.
Literally what it is.
Yeah.
And I mean, I went and I bought 5 books and then I immediately thought, holy shit, I'm on tour. I can't take 5 books with me.
Yeah.
So, I mean.
It's not
necessarily the best tour stop if you're on a long trip. But
I do get that. I'm glad I saw it. But Allie and I just kind of walked in and it was. So when Allie and I were long distance, I would fly up to Portland like all the time. And it was like maybe my 5th or 6th trip before we actually went. Cause she was like, I don't go over there and I don't really want to go to Powell's, but okay.
Town, right.
And I think we were doing something nearby. So it's like, okay, let's just
you wanted to write your Yelp review.
Yes, exactly.
I
wanted
know
to talk about
doing.
Jesus there. So
you had something to say.
Yeah. But it was one of those places where, okay, I can say I saw it.
I went there.
I bought a pop socket there. So no, Allie bought it for me. So.
A pop socket.
That was my first pop socket.
Wow, what a time you had. I also bought the the Adventure Zone graphic novel there.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. So...
Can I borrow that?
Can you borrow it?
Yeah.
No.
Okay.
You may not. Yes, you may borrow.
Okay, while we're traveling, maybe?
Somebody did say, a couple people reached out on Twitter like, hey, we can teach you how to play D&D.
Yes, like, oh yeah.
Finally.
We did see that. Yeah, I would love that, by the way. When we're back from Germany, we've got things to do first.
We do have to do some European things.
Some more like searching for like our character backstory and stuff.
Oh, I thought you
Germany
meant
and Austria.
Searching for our long lost heritage. But I guess that too.
Little mix.
Okay, so...
My turn.
Your turn. I was about to keep going.
Okay, so this next review, it hits a little close to home.
Uh-oh.
I think for both of us. It's by Patrick, 1 star. Great place to impress a Tinder date or buy a $35 paperback about Cincinnati subway history. End of review.
Oh, I also bought that while I was there.
Right.
No, I didn't.
Like, this is one of those reviews where I'm like, ooh, that's actually seems kind of accurate and like mean, but at the same time, like, yeah.
Yeah, they would have something like that there. Yep. It's a little bit hipster if you haven't like gotten that.
Yeah. Speaking of which, if you haven't looked into the Cincinnati subway history, it's fascinating.
I know we're biased. It's actually very interesting, and there is a history of like ritualistic cult stuff mm-hmm. that happened down mm-hmm. in the subway tunnels yeah. because it was abandoned. It's actually very creepy.
It doesn't exist.
Oh yeah, there
the
is no subway.
Do, but
I mean, there's a subway sandwich. Sandwich.
Shut up.
There is storefront.
Don't shut up.
I'm serious.
I know there are.
Okay, but there's no subway.
That was it. Okay, your turn.
Yeah, so that guy's kind of throwing some shade, but
yeah. I mean, at Cincinnati, at Powell's.
I get it, but. I have another one that really just goes along with the last review I read with Brins. This mm-hmm. is a 1-star review by Jeff. I don't see what the big deal with this place is. It's just a Barnes & Nobles, but without cushioned seats. End of review.
God.
There were so many that were like, it's Barnes & Nobles, but worse.
These are the people that had it talked up to them, that they're like, this is my favorite yeah. bookstore. You gotta go check it out.
And to be fair, Bryn looked like a hashtag teen.
Mm.
And I was like, you know, I mean, if you're on...
Those darn youth not you reading know. Their books.
The youth don't want to go read books.
Ew, icky.
About the history of the subway system. Coolio. Okay.
My next one is by Diana, 1 star. I love this store, but I always find too many books that I want. End of review.
Okay. Yeah. Wait, 1 star?
Yes.
No, that's not okay.
That's not... See, I know, you're like, oh, what's... What?
I mean, that's kind
surprisingly
of,
normal.
That's
nope.
like exactly my sentiment, but that's why I...
But a five-star review.
Why I applaud the bookstore.
Yes.
Okay.
You normally would want that problem, at least, instead of the opposite problem.
It's not like I got home, looked at my tarot card book, my dreaming book, my Adventures yeah. of Graphic Novel, and went, fuck that place!
Yeah.
1 star.
Not at all.
To be fair, I haven't finished all of them, so maybe was... once I've read them, I Uh-oh. Will have a different opinion.
Maybe it was a problem.
I have another review. It's a 2-star review of Powell's by Blix. I'm now kind of understanding, I think Blix, Jeff, and Bryn are all friends, because there's no way they don't know each other, okay? Blix gave Powell's 2 stars. This was an interesting experience, but there was too much reading involved. End of review.
You're the worst.
What do you mean too much reading? No one...
What?
What?
Who's making you do any
of
it?
No one's making you read. You can go talk to that lady in the cafe. She has a lot to talk about.
Oh, yeah. I honestly went... It was a man, by the way.
Oh, guy.
Mr. X.
Mr. X.
But I went... I don't think I did any reading except for the price on that pop socket. Before I handed it to Allie and said, you're paying for this.
Buy me this. Honey. Oh my god.
And it's also, it's kind of an experience just to go.
It's a little weird to say it was an experience.
Whatever. Like it's, whatever.
Yeah, it doesn't make any sense.
You don't make sense, Blix.
Blix.
All
get
right.
Get over yourself.
Go to Barnes & Noble, sit on a cushion.
Go sit on a cushion.
The next one is by Sandy, 1 star. Tried to delete all stars. I was not there. Drove by is all. Great place to browse. End of review.
What?
Absolute roller coaster. So first, Sandy's like, I don't want to give this any stars.
Uh-huh.
So they tried to delete the stars.
Uh-huh.
And then they admitted why. Because they weren't even there. They just drove by.
Oh my god.
But the ultimate twist. They said it's a great place to browse. So they have been there.
Hold on.
This is one of those Google reviews where an old person accidentally ended up on Google reviews and left a nonsensical review.
And maybe accidentally ended up at the location?
Yeah, maybe.
So did, what was the all-star thing?
Tried to delete all stars.
Oh, I see. Okay.
So they tried to delete, instead they gave it one star, but they were presumably trying to not give it any stars.
Erase their review.
Yes. Erase the stars.
I see.
And it wouldn't let them.
You can't erase these stars.
It's just ridiculous.
Okay. All right, bud. What's her name?
Sandy.
Sandy? You'll figure it out.
No, no.
No, she won't.
I don't think she will.
Well, she might find something to browse. Yeah, can you imagine all these people in a room together? You're right, such
God,
varied...
God, I hate that idea, please.
Such a variety of problems
that... has never been in my head while recording this podcast, and I hate that it's in my head now.
That suddenly we're kind of grouping them all into one communal timeline, one parallel universe where they're all in the same space. All,
yeah, and they...
Their experiences...
They truly do all exist at the same mesh. Time period, so it is possible.
Yeah, it's not good.
Gross. Icky.
It's, in fact, it's quite dangerous, I think.
Quite dangerous.
I think we're kind of messing with some dark things we shouldn't be messing with.
Yeah. Oh, my God. You know what? Last time I saw that kind of grouping of Yelp reviewers,
mm-hmm.
Cincinnati subway tunnels.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
Dark things were afoot.
That's how it all begins.
Mm-hmm.
And suddenly you end up with a... I was going to make a subway joke. I'm sorry. I'm not going to do it, though.
Well, you know what happened to Jared.
Well... He started off as an innocent Yelp reviewer, and...
I don't think innocent's ever the right word to use for him, but yes.
I'm not attempting to absolve Jared, okay? Let me be clear.
It's weird, because usually you are, so... Oh, God.
Let's move on. In fact, I'm moving on to a new bookstore. You can stay at Powell's with all...
I will. I'm not leaving.
You're staying with all our
They're
friends.
They're so crazy. I cannot leave these people.
You and Mr. X. You can go high five and jump up and down and smile.
Hair thinning impacts a lot of us. In fact, over half of us will experience hair thinning at some point in our lives. It's not only common, it's normal. Join the over 1 million people who are doing something about it with Nutrafol. I know you've probably heard this from me a million times, but I've been using Nutrafol for years. I have gotten compliments from people who've known me my whole life asking how I got my hair to look so much thicker. I've always struggled with thinning hair, hair loss, just thin hair in general. And so, you know, it's been a lifesaver to have Nutrafol, and my hair feels healthier than ever. Nutrafol is the number one dermatologist recommended hair growth supplement, with over 1 million people seeing thicker, stronger, faster growing hair with less shedding. And it's Mother's Day, so what a great gift idea. Wink, wink. Take the first step to visibly thicker, healthier hair. For a limited time, Nutrafol is offering our listeners $10 off your first month subscription and free shipping when you go to Nutrafol.com and enter the promo code BEACH2SANDY. Find out why over 4,500 healthcare professionals and stylists recommend Nutrafol for healthier hair. Nutrafol.com, spelled Nutrafol.com, promo code BEACH2SANDY. That's Nutrafol.com, promo code BEACH2SANDY.
We're going to go to the new Renaissance Bookshop.
Okay.
Which is kind of a new age. They have...
I'm pretty sure everyone outside of Powell's was. Like, from what I saw, they, like, mostly were.
What was?
Like, they were mostly new age, like...
Oh, yeah. There were a lot of vintage bookstores, new age bookstores, and then I found... Well, you'll see.
Or at least a combination.
So this one...
eclectic.
Yeah, eclectic. So this one is a kind of new age bookstore where they actually also do, like, tarot readings and mm-hmm. psychic readings. Okay. Harry gave New Renaissance Bookshop one star. My advice to their owners would be to have a no refunds policy, especially if you are going to beam lasers of hate into sensitive customers' third eyes. End of review.
This is a perfect, like, general plot where we can add to this story. Because there's a lot missing here.
Harry's third eye is extremely sensitive.
That's a good start, so we know that.
To lasers. Well,
give us the facts.
Okay. Someone's beaming lasers of hate.
Into Larry's...
And Larry's...
Very sensitive
Harry
third eye.
Harry has very...
Harry?
Harry has very sensitive third eye.
Wow. Okay.
And
it involves a, wait, they have a refund policy.
They have a no refunds.
No, they do have a refund policy.
They would, my advice would be to have a no refunds policy.
Because probably he tried to return something. And because of that, got beams of hate.
From Larry.
But not into any eye, into his third eye.
Only his third eye.
Yeah.
Well, that's pretty down and dirty, if you ask me.
The dirtiest.
Yeah.
Dirtiest.
Dirty Harry, you know? I don't even know what that is.
Okay. Oh, millennials. Oh my God.
I'm trying to be a teen.
You're so cool.
I'm so youthful.
God.
Cool, your turn.
My next one is from Linda. It's a 1-star review. Browsing near the central checkout at the Cedar Hills Crossing store Saturday evening, I found racks of socks with what I consider offensive wording. The F word. That even the paper won't print. Displayed at eye level in the middle of the store. I commented to another shopper, and she found them objectionable also. When I said I can't believe these are displayed so prominently, she said they don't care.
That was, by the way, she was talking to Mr. X.
It was Mr. X, yes. The store is amazing. The socks, not so much. End of review.
I forgot I also bought socks at house.
I knew it.
I did. I bought Bigfoot socks for M, and I bought cat socks for Eva, and it said, my list of friends, one, cats.
I love that.
Or some shit like that.
I love that. Don't curse.
I'm so sorry.
Linda's listening in.
No, they've already projected my... I've been there, so my facial recognition is all over...
Oh, true.
Cybersphere.
True.
Yeah, the socks have swear words on them.
What's funny is, like, I'm wondering if Linda lives in Portland or has ever been to Portland before this.
Right.
But I feel like that's very common. There's a lot of curse words in Portland.
Yeah, and, like, I feel like any gift shop with socks nowadays, like, any of those kitschy gift shops all have those same socks.
And Powell's is not, like... I don't know why anyone would go into Powell's and be like, this is going to be a very wholesome experience, and there's going to be no curse words at eye level.
Well, they heard that there was a guy who was talking about Jesus in the cafe.
It all comes back to Mr. X.
Are we surprised? There's a reason his name's Mr. X.
I'm never surprised when we record these.
Mr. X is the name of the guy on Scotland Yard, that board game.
Board game. Anyone want to play Scotland Yard? I love Scotland Yard.
Classic Kevin from... went on, and that's where you drink. We talked about it. Classic Kevin sent us.
We have a copy now.
So let's play.
Let's play.
After we find some friends to play Dungeons and Dragons with us.
Patrons, if you're out there, come over. We'll play some Scotland Yard.
We need some help because nobody that we love wants to play games with us, and we're very needy.
Oh God, so needy.
So needy. We just want to play games and win them. Okay, so now we're gonna move on. We have a different twist here. We're going to the Portland State Bookstore.
Okay.
Like the school.
Yes.
Lily gave Portland State Bookstore 1 star. This place makes me want to cuss. End of review.
No.
There's something going on here.
What is this? What? Is that like Linda's granddaughter or
now,
something?
Now there was more, Linda and Lily. There was more to this review, like, she kind of explained what happened, it's a refund of a sweatshirt. But she didn't cuss.
Impressive.
Like, in the review. Like, she prefaced it with...
God, I'm so impressed.
I know.
That she was able to hold it inside and not let it out.
The fortitude that it takes. yeah, Linda would be proud.
Although maybe Yelp would have flagged it.
That's true. No, I've seen people get around that.
Yeah, no, we've seen some really nasty shit get through Yelp's flagging system. Yeah, so
it's not hard to beat their little formula.
Just be very racist, I guess, because we see a lot of those.
Oh yeah, those get through somehow every time. And
easy peasy.
I've reported several that are like not taken down, and I'm like, does anyone realize how fucking inhumane this is to like leave these up on the internet?
The question is, does anyone care?
Wow.
Wow. Deep.
Getting to the real heart of it.
You know who cares?
Who?
Jesus.
Don't talk about that, or you'll be 86.
Don't 86 me.
From this house. And I'm going to high five probably myself because I'm the only one here.
Yeah, and then we'll record it.
Oh my God.
Okay. My next one is one star from Dean. I'm rating everybody a one star until Google quit harassing me. End of review.
Mm-hmm. There it is.
There it is.
We need one of those per episode at least.
Oh, Dean, get off your phone.
Rating everyone one star. Which means the more he rates it, Google's just going to keep sending him more things like, to review. Well,
Dean, did you like this place at least?
No.
So. They're going to be like, oh, well, next door is this barbecue. Why don't you try that? No. No.
Is that what Dean sounds like?
No. No.
Oh, God. We got to stop doing these 2 days in a row.
I know. It's rough, huh?
It is rough.
Well, we have a lot darker places to go before we go anywhere light. So I'm bringing us to a bookstore called Gifts of the Spirit, a Catholic bookstore.
No, interesting.
Now this is, talk about hitting close to home. As two Catholics born and raised, I wonder what you have to say about this.
I can't wait to let everyone know what I think about whatever this is.
And by this I mean Peter's 3-star review. Well, they had more appropriate religious crucifixes and so forth. A lot of true religious items are being messed with, where sacred Jesus does not look like himself, and so forth. Those who are true Catholics who read this review will know what I'm referring to here. Do you know?
Is it referring to the color of Jesus' skin?
I mean, I think maybe.
Is it like how Santa Claus is white and it's not allowed to be anything else?
Yeah, I think maybe so.
Okay, because as we know...
Jesus is blonde.
Yeah, Jesus is blonde, blue-eyed.
Yeah.
I think was born in, like, Central Florida. I think that makes the most sense.
Okay, thank God. I think we passed Peter's test.
We're still good Catholics.
Okay. The gifts section had some religious items closer to the truth, but still not quite there. Something is happening in our world, and the evil one clearly has a hand in it.
Oh, dear God.
What if the evil one was Powell's bookstore? Take the evil reign over Portland's. Yeah. Still, .. The location isn't great, but they do have some items. One shouldn't have to search around Portland to find the truth, in terms of true religious items. Too much, again, is being messed with. End of review.
why does Peter here think that he is the person that can say what's true?
Oh, because he is.
Catholic item. Like, what?
Oh, because he is.
Because he is?
Yes.
He is the truth?
No, he is the one who says.
He is the one. I don't know.
He's the way, he's the light.
Oh my God.
No. That's too far.
What color is his skin, though?
I think we all know it's Floridia tan.
Oh my God.
Here's what I did.
Uh-oh, what did you do? You reached out.
I reached out, and... I know
sent
I told
him a couple
you,
crucifixes.
Yeah, I mean, I know I told you someone was going to be waiting out in the hallways, like guest speaker.
Oh my God! Oh my God! Peter, hi!
Is he everything you imagined?
Like, even better. That shining light
He's
around
glowing.
Him.
Glowing.
Yeah, incredible.
Yes. I went and looked at Peter's profile. And wow. Talk about an agenda. You know how sometimes these people have agendas? Peter has a fucking agenda.
Really?
Oh, yes. I have two more reviews from Peter.
Okay. Lay them on me.
Peter reviewed Dante's Music Venue. So Dante's, it's kind of like a club and bands play and like, it's a bar.
They play like Disco Inferno. Dante's Disco Inferno.
Stop.
Is that one? No.
Yeah.
I left you speechless with that one.
They play Twisted Sister. I which had to come up with the first band I could think of.
That's a good one.
Okay, so Dante's Music Venue. This is Peter's one-star review.
Okay.
Oh. No! Devil Place! Please! End of review.
What?
Yep, that's that. And then, is anyone surprised by the next location that Peter reviewed? Voodoo Donuts!
Uh-oh.
Yeah, so Voodoo Donuts, if you don't know, is a pretty famous kind of touristy spot for donuts in Portland. Super cute. They have, like, little voodoo guys with cream filling. They're very delicious. Every time I mention I went there, everyone in Portland is like, ugh, blank donuts are so much better. Sure, I get it. But I wanted to go and get my cool little voodoo donut.
There you go.
Anyway.
Is Voodoo Donuts owned by Dan Brown? Is that why he's reviewing it?
Dan Brown?
Yeah.
Like?
Da Vinci Code?
I don't get it.
Because you said Voodoo Donuts, and I'm like, I assume it's because of the shapes of certain donuts and stuff, and the symbology, and I'm like, I bet he'd hate Dan Brown. No?
What?
This guy is... Would it's okay? Never mind. You wouldn't understand. Just leave it at that.
Listen, the experience was great. There was just too much reading. I couldn't catch on. I'm so sorry. You got to offer me a cushion seat next time, and maybe
here's a
cushion seat, and maybe I'll follow along your really sensible.
Thank you.
Thread of jokes.
Stop looking at my third eye. It's sensitive.
I can't help my laser.
No,
laser
get it
beams.
Away from me. Okay, what does Peter have to say about Voodoo Donuts owned by Dan Brown?
Satanic music plays in there.
I knew it.
And there are evil spirits present in those tacky, frightening photographs and paintings on the walls above the serving area. Avoid this place. Voodoo is not a joke. The name itself refers to a satanic religious practice done in Haiti and Africa. Now, I'd like to take a moment to clarify that, sure, he's right that voodoo is not a joke. However, it is far from a satanic religious practice. It is a very misunderstood religion, and I urge you to do a little quick Google search. That's all it takes.
Educational podcast.
We like to educate and inform. Mm-hmm. And by that, I mean I'm not actually going to tell you about voodoo. I'm just going to tell you to look it up.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you that voodoo is not what Peter says.
Don't listen to Peter, but hopefully... By this point, you already know not to.
Yeah, I hope so. And if you go down that path, then Godspeed. Good luck. Mm-hmm. We'll send you a copy of our Constitution Soup for the Soul.
And Da Vinci Code.
Yeah, you might need it. And here, everything goes. And who doesn't really believe in anything anymore, America? We make voodoo into a big joke. Down to the point of a nowhere donut shop in a poor and run-down neighborhood being gentrified to the point where this outlet undoubtedly will be closed down to make way for more offices and trendy restaurants. Perhaps yet another Starbucks. Just wait. This place has evil in it. Trust me. The loud music alone tells you, quote, something is very wrong in there, end quote.
End of review. Something to think about.
Is it? Because I think it's something to not think about.
Okay, we can do that too.
And let's move on. I actually forgot I have one more.
From Peter?
Yeah, this is maybe the most disturbing, sinister one of all.
Show me.
This is for the Alano Club Community Center, which hosts a lot of support groups like 12-step meetings, NA, Narcotics Anonymous, that kind of thing.
I'm nervous.
As well you should be. Peter gave the community center a 1-star review. This neighborhood has something evil going on within it. Located above the swank and strangely trendy 23rd Avenue, it is nonetheless not the safest place to attend AA or NA meetings. I get a very real bad vibe when I go up into 23rd Avenue and into the hills behind it, near the Northwest Library. You know, weird things are happening up there now, and I mean that religiously.
What?
Why? I don't have the answer, except that we are in the end time. Figure it out! I know more than I am saying to you here. Just go elsewhere for meetings. End of review.
This guy never seems to know what he's talking about. That's surprising. It's just like,
read a book. You just obviously don't follow.
Give us some info instead of some weird, vague, threatening stuff.
It's pretty specific. He gets a real bad vibe, and he means that religiously.
Got it.
And Jesus is from Florida. I don't know what else you need to know.
Yeah, I think that pretty much sums Peter up pretty well.
Yeah, very clear.
Gosh, I'm sorry I asked.
That's the end of Peter.
Oh, what's happening to him?
I think we all know. I know more than I'm telling you.
Oh, no.
Figure it out.
Okay, I'm gonna do that later.
I don't have the answer except that we are in the end time.
Well, then I'm done asking questions.
Great.
I've got a 2-star review now from Sam. Back to Powell's.
Oh, here, back to our comfort zone, thank God.
Too big. Too overwhelming. Do not go drunk. Oh. You will be scared. End of review.
Oh, no!
See, now that's advice that people should take to heart.
Yeah, please don't go there drunk.
No, it is quite overwhelming.
A big overwhelming store. If you have, like, you know, social anxiety, claustrophobia, maybe tread cautiously, I would say, as a person with anxiety myself. However, you know, I mean, I think if you're drunk, I think the bookstore probably doesn't want you to be there in there anyway.
Yeah, probably not.
I'd be more worried if you were, like, smoking pot or, like, on some other mind-altering substance, because I feel like being drunk, I don't know. You just wander around. You might get lost.
Yeah.
There's that.
I think if you smoke pot, you'd probably just wander around even more, though.
That's true.
I don't know.
Unless you get that paranoia.
Oh, God, yeah.
Not that I know anything about drogues.
Yeah. The devil's weed.
That's what they call it.
Yeah.
Okay. Wowza. Well, I actually do now have a redemption.
Oh, good.
We're back to Powell's.
Okay.
This is a redemption for... I'm a little confused. There were a lot of different Powell's categories on Yelp. It says Powell's Books for Home and Garden. And I don't know if this
really?
Is...
I didn't see
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I don't know if it's a separate location.
Or, like, different...
Like, I think it's a separate location because they have one in the airport, I know. And
I know
stuff
that.
Like, I don't know.
Portland Airport, best airport in the world.
It is a nice airport.
It's so nice.
Zach H. gave Powell's Books for Home and Garden 5 stars. Truth be told, I stopped in here just to use the restroom while bumming around the vintage stores in the neighborhood. But I ended up sitting around reading a book called Frenemies about cats and dogs. I got sucked right in. End of review.
That's so cute.
I was like, okay.
I love that.
Okay. That's precious.
What a nice way to spend your day.
Went in to pee.
Yeah.
Learned a little bit about cats and dogs and the adventures they go on.
Plenty of them.
Love it.
Love that.
Heartwarming.
Yeah. And you tried to bring us up. I'm going to bring us down now.
Listen, someone has to do it.
Another 1-star review of Powell's.
Great.
This is by Tina. Wow. Hipsterville, anyone? Never been to a place where people act like they are so special with their $12 an hour income, and they're not even good at... God damn. The spelling is so bad in this review. I'm sorry. I'm like really struggling. Let me try again. Never been to a place where people act like they are so special with their $12 an hour income, and they're not even good at their, oh, I wish I was a hipster, look. Can I just say, there was spelled wrong every time in there.
Oh no.
Every time. That's why I like got totally tripped up. They think they are so special because they work at a bookstore. So the people who work there, I say they have no clue what customer service means. I think they look you up and down. And if you're like me, a mom dressed in yoga pants and a pink shirt, you're just not good enough. It's like, I'm tired. I have kids. I want to be comfy. I came to the bookstore to try and find a good book so I could relax, not be judged because I'm not dressed to go out clubbing or as a wannabe hipster. Never will I go there again. End of review.
Hey, bud. Y'all right?
Something's going on here.
Yeah, there's a little bit going on here.
If you scream about not wanting to be judged after saying that they think they're so special on their $12 mm-hmm. an hour income,
mm-hmm.
I don't know. It doesn't feel good to me.
Someone got rejected for a bookstore
job.
Clerk position, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And I don't know. Is there really anyone who looks at someone dressed in yoga pants in a pink shirt, like that specifically, and they're like, yep, that person's not good enough?
Yeah. Fuck that guy.
Especially at Powell's. Everyone goes to Powell's.
I mean, honest to God, I don't. It's like a tourist attraction. Like, yeah. I don't really think that that's the place where.
And Portland is the most laid back place I've ever been to in my life.
Yeah. I mean, she
said. Not that there aren't interesting folk.
I know what it is.
Tell me.
Maybe she's from Southern California. Or.
No.
A suburban oasis outside of Cincinnati.
Central Florida.
Or Central Florida.
Yes.
And she shows up and she's like, I'm not getting the same reaction that I get in my hometown.
Mm-hmm. That's probably it, honestly.
Or.
Oh.
Maybe when she said they looked her up and down, maybe she confused the camera for a person.
Uh-huh.
The camera is scanning.
Scanning.
Doing its thing.
Facial recognition, body recognition.
Selling it all.
Outfit recognition.
To Nielsen.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. And then she was like, what a rude cashier. But really, it was just a large video camera?
Yeah.
Could that be a thing?
You know what?
No?
I can find out.
Probably not.
My buddy John works at Nielsen.
I'll reach out. I thought you could say at Powell's. I was like, wait,
no.
Then ask him?
No. He'll send me the footage.
Oh, so he has all the footage.
He does. He told me that just now.
Oh, so we could really just
He's listening in on this conversation.
Oh, sure.
From Nielsen.
I mean, Nielsen's always listening
they're
in.
They're always listening in.
So all we have to do is get, some footage of, well, first I want, John, please, I'm sorry, we'll pay you, but I want the footage of the high five and the brimstone.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I want the audio content of the conversation Mr. X was having in the cafe.
Yes. We want this woman with her pink shirt and yoga pants and her Lulus.
I gotta see it.
Gotta see it all.
I gotta see it!
We're gonna get it.
We're gonna get it.
Yeah, I'm done with Powell's.
Thank God.
We're out of there.
That was exhausting.
Portland, you're crazy.
Portland, you crazy.
I love you, but you're bringing me down.
I was waiting for it. There it is. Well, I guess...
Time for your challenge,
I have to do this shit now. Get it?
Lots of shit.
So, my challenge was to find reviews of theme parks in which the reviewer got some bodily fluids on them. Fun. Charming.
Thank you, Caitlin.
Thanks a lot, Caitlin. We'll talk later. The first review I have is of Universal Studios Islands of Adventure. Allie gave it 5 stars.
Did not expect to see many or any 5-star reviews in this challenge.
Yeah, you're going to be just as confused at the end of the review.
Good.
I went on Men in Black twice in a row due to having to do a kid swap. So as my DH and DS, do you remember?
Dear husband and dear son?
The lingo.
Oh my God.
Yes. The cruise ship lingo, guys.
Oh my God,
it's
back.
If you don't recall, the cruise ship lingo taught us what DH, DS, DW, etc. stood for. And it's back.
I already have a stomachache just from that.
It's all coming back. The prickles of sweat are appearing. I mean, I think also this was on a forum. So I think this tends to happen
like
in these
forum.
It was
thing.
Like an actual Universal Studios forum, just
got
like
it.
The Disney forums,
yes.
And the cruise ship forums. So
I'm familiar with what a forum is.
Yeah, well, we're learning a lot about them. For better or for worse.
Worse.
I went on MIB twice in a row due to having to do a kid swap, so as my DH and DS, who was 12 at the time, could both go on. I felt very sick when I came off and just laid down on the ground outside.
Oh my God, love it.
Let's all recall this is a 5-star. Keep that
own
in
it.
Mind
as, own it, though.
As
you're
we
like,
move forward.
You know what? I didn't feel well. I was just lying on the ground. Perfect.
I had previously queued for 2 hours on this ride in 1994, so thought I would have time to recover. However, we were put on the ride within 10 minutes. After a minute, I knew I was going to vomit, and boy, I did. I sprayed the people in the front seat with projectile vomit. I vomited for 4 minutes.
Excuse you? Talk about a cleansing. My God, it's like some exorcism shit. Projectile vomiting for 4 minutes?
I'm so glad she didn't describe what they ate at the park that day.
Oh no, corn dogs, funnel cake.
Ugh. I vomited for 4 minutes. The time it took for the ride to finish. My DH was not impressed. Sorry.
Wow, impressive, honey.
Wow. That's not what... My DH was not impressed as I was covered and the whole of the floor was swimming with brown vomit. They tried putting more people on the ride, but had to close the whole thing down. My kids were crying, and I was sobbing. I had to walk to the loos in a towel and have a strip wash. My DH was allowed to go into the shop and buy me new clothes, as mine were covered in vomit. We also got free fast passes, but they were of no use to me as I couldn't go on any rides for the rest of the 3 weeks. We now do not go on any simulator rides. We still roar about it now. My DH wants me to do it again next year to get free fast passes. I don't think so. End of review.
The fuck?
We still roar about it now over the dinner table.
Don't talk about it.
Ever. Over corn dogs.
Ever.
And for churros. Corn dogs
and all the brown food we can eat.
Oh, bowel vomitous.
Yeah, literally. Literally. Oh, Jesus. That's just foul.
I projectile vomited for 4 straight minutes the duration of the ride. By the way, I don't think it was clarified. It was the Simpsons ride that they were reviewing.
No.
So during the Simpsons simulator ride, she vomited, projectile vomited on the 4 people in front of her the entire time.
Why didn't they just stop it?
They don't. They never do.
That's terrible.
I know. It's terrible. This is why I don't go on roller coasters. Well, there are a lot of reasons. This is one of them.
That's disgusting.
It is.
That's just so nasty. I hate this. Okay.
Well,
great start.
We're going to move on to some different types of bodily fluid. How's that? How does that sound? We have three
in
all.
You know what? Honestly, probably better.
Yeah, probably better.
Vomit for me is one of the worst, if not the worst.
It's pretty bad.
I don't do well with blood, I guess. So I guess we'll see.
I hadn't thought about blood.
Yeah.
I hadn't looked that one up.
Thank God.
Shoot. Now I wish I had. But that's okay. We found some other good ones. So I found this...
pus is
another one. Oh, God. I tried to do bile and stomach acid. That didn't work well.
My stomach acid was all over myself.
I just thought there might be people being dramatic that, yes, like people hurled on them and got their bile.
That's the kind of shit we're looking for.
So I searched, I did a little search, and I found this place on TripAdvisor. It's called Westgate Smoky Mountain Resort and Spa, but there's a water park that is kind of part of this, mm-hmm, establishment. And what I learned quite immediately that I don't think maybe the people who go to this place really know is that this is a timeshare setup where you are invited to go for free and then you have to sit through a 3-hour presentation to buy timeshares, you know, yada, yeah, yada. So Kay gave Westgate Smoky Mountain Resort and Spa 1 star. The worst company I've ever dealt with. Made reservations to stay in one of the resorts, more like a roach hotel, for 3 nights with water park tickets and a $100 gift card with the terms that we go through a presentation. The timeshare presentation.
Understood.
Well, we went and it took over 3.5 hours and the salesman would not let me leave the table when my daughter peed on me. End of review.
Oh my God. I bet they planned that ahead of time. They're like, honey, if I give you the signal, you're going to pee all over me.
And we're gonna get out. I thought you meant the timeshare people were like, feed her Gatorade, fill her bladder, so she pees everywhere. I don't know why that would benefit them in
any way. Because
then
they'll say, once you sign over,
we'll let you leave.
We'll let you leave.
Ah, there it is.
We'll let you go get cleaned up. That's disgusting.
Hold your pee-stained mom and for ransom.
Give that salesperson a raise, though, for being that cruel.
I know. The place responded and was like, oh, we only intend for everyone at our timeshare conferences to have a lovely, wonderful time. Share.
Oh.
Oh. Now, things got a little wild after this.
Okay, even more so than...
It took a few liberties here. We went to Vegas.
Who, you and me?
Yeah, sure, we did do that.
Yes.
We did do that. We're also going back right now.
Oh, good.
To see the Blue Man Group.
Okay. There's a theme there. Not a park, but...
Yeah, it's more like a
entertainment
show.
Yes, okay.
3 stars by Becky for the Blue Man Group performance. The music was cool, but I wish there was more music. All was going well until we were vomited on by the Blue Man Group.
What?
I told you it was worth it.
I have never seen this show.
I told you it was worth it.
I don't think that's intended, is it?
Not only was it gross, it smelled like real vomit. Can you imagine having to sit with blobs of goo that smell like vomit for 45 minutes? I knew I chose to sit in the front row, but I thought maybe they'd throw paint on me, not vomit. End of review.
Ew.
So I'm not clear as to whether the Blue Grand Group actually vomited all over or if this was part of the performance.
And I thought I was uncomfortable at Chippendales. Turns out
you're right. Thank
Blue Man
God.
Group is...
If anywhere you'd think Chippendales, there would be some bodily fluids exchanged. However, none of that happened. They were very professional.
They were very professional when they were grinding up and down my face.
Yeah, yeah.
So, what?
Well, you know, you'll be happy to learn that Blue Man Group's not the only Vegas performance that really... likes to share more than just their talent with the audience. The next show we're seeing...
Beautiful phrasing.
The next show we're seeing is Criss Angel Mind Freak.
Hell yeah. I saw David Copperfield once.
Did you?
That was a show.
I saw...
The Pattersons.
Penn and Teller once.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I'd like to see that too.
Lisa knew them, and so I got to talk to them after the show.
I'm so connected.
Oh, shut up. Lisa got you that lap dance at Chippendales, and you know it.
Am I supposed to be thankful?
Okay, Criss Angel Mind Freak. 5 stars by Kay. Amazing show. It was funny and mind-boggling and wickedly cool. I got a front row seat, and Criss Angel even spit on me, and then he apologized.
This would be you in high school.
I know.
1000%
you. It would be me now.
You are and were obsessed with Criss Angel Mind Freak. Like, obsessed. I don't know if anyone knows this out there, but now you do.
No,
she was
knows.
Legitimately obsessed with Criss Angel Mind
Freak. Anybody knows this.
Obsessed.
I don't think this
in love with Criss Angel Mind Freak.
This has never been shared outside you and my and
yeah.
Our house growing up.
It was an unhealthy obsession.
I'm sweating. Well, I remember I found out, like, he was in a relationship, and I had a full-on breakdown as if I had been dumped, like,
mm-hmm.
or cheated on. Like, yeah. It was really unhealthy.
Well, everyone reach out to him. Get him on
no,
our show.
Please, God. I don't know how I would handle myself.
That's what we want to see.
Let's get back to Kay. I got a front row seat, and Criss Angel spit on me, then he apologized. The beginning act was very funny, too. I'd see it 10 more times. Definitely 5 out of 5. No, wait! Make that 10 out of 10! Smiley face. More bombs, better.
See, that's an obsession, but a little healthier obsession than the one you had, I think.
I don't know. There are a lot of smiley faces that are very unnerving.
Sam, just the words you would say about Criss Angel would be much more unnerving.
Don't.
I'm not going to tell anyone. That's how bad it is.
Well, I have one more from Criss Angel Mind Freak.
Of course you do.
This seems to be an ongoing trend, actually. Yes. There were multiple about this exact concern. Bodily fluids. 5 stars by Julia. My husband and I watched Mind Freak live at the Luxor in Las Vegas on July 13th. We sat in the second row from the front. We absolutely loved the show. We've seen other illusionists before. However, Criss Angel stood out to us because some of his magic tricks are dark and gory, and we love anything that has a horror side to it. Okay, listen. I was obsessed with him during my Billy Talent phase. Like, there was a lot happening.
We both did have a Billy Talent phase.
Yes, there was a lot that kind of spawned from some angst I was having. Anyway. Plus, it totally suits his rocker freak style. But he doesn't come off as a freak at all. Huh, maybe he is. I don't know. But to me, that's a turn on, lol. He appears to be very genuine, humble, and so grateful of his fans and accomplishments. Also, you get to learn quite a bit about him personally before and during the show, which I thought was nice because you learn that he's just an ordinary family man. Which, like, what? Chris Angel, ordinary family man.
What the hell is this review? This is so bizarre.
Chris Angel, mind freak, and then, like, when he retires, he'll be Chris Angel, family man on TLC. It'll be a whole thing.
Oh, I'd watch that.
I would watch that, too! I want to watch this show and get spit on. Okay.
Stop.
He learned he's just an ordinary family man who worked hard to get to where he's gotten to. The comedy part of it, pre-show, is very funny. Especially Maestro Foo Foo Foo.
That sounds offensive. Yeah, I don't know what it does, doesn't it? I don't know what that is.
It sure does. Beautiful and talented assistants that keep your eyes glued to the stage. And bonus for me, Chris spit a piece of paper at me.
Ew.
With fake blood on it. When preparing to choose an audience member for his next act. Ha ha! I kept the paper. LOL.
What?
I felt lucky. I felt I almost had a chance to meet him and go on stage. Would have been so cool to participate in his show. If you go, maybe you'll have a chance to. I feel like she's speaking directly to me at this point.
Can we not have that be a thing?
We highly recommend seeing this show. The ladder trick really blew our minds, and the amount of birds he had flying over the audience was crazy.
What is this show? Jeez, this sounds, I don't know, like too much.
I must see it! I must. Oh, interesting. Her next line. A must see for sure. There's no wonder it's always a sold out show. End of review.
That is disgusting.
All these people got spit.
Spit a piece of paper with fake blood on it.
Out of his mouth.
Out of his mouth.
There was another reviewer who gave 1 star or 2 stars and said the show was like fine, but then he fucking spit all over me. And he was like, no, don't do that.
Chris, literally reads all these reviews and sees so many 5 stars, of people loving the fact that they got spit on. So now he does it all the time.
It's not even him. It's his manager being like, Chris, you gotta keep spitting. You gotta keep spitting.
But I'm a family man now. I'm not comfortable with that.
I'm a family. You've changed. I've changed. Oh, my God. You gotta give the fans your saliva. It's what they want.
It's what they crave.
I still don't totally understand how the Blue Man Group vomited on someone.
I don't know.
Or whether that was real or a fever dream.
I'm gonna think that it's not real. Is that okay? Can we go ahead and pretend that it wasn't a thing that happened?
I mean, I'd prefer to think that Becky didn't have to sit for 45 minutes in blue vomit. So yeah, we can go that route if you want.
Thank you.
So that's all I have for my challenge. I know it wasn't all theme parks, but I thought it was like...
You got some good theme park ones in there.
It began with theme parks, and then suddenly I was realizing how many live performances included bodily fluids. Well, no,
you literally found the Chris Angel reviews, and you're like, I gotta talk about Chris Angel. But how am I gonna shoehorn this in? Oh, Blue Man Group. I'll just pretend that I just stretched the rules a bit.
Correct.
Ugh.
Obviously.
Gross. Well, it was a lot of gross stuff, so I guess that was a challenge, so good work. You did your job.
You're welcome.
Okay, time to reveal the theme and challenge for next week.
Great.
Our theme for next week. Continuing our tour of the United States.
Yeah, we're still trying to get...
all 50 states in there. Our next theme is gas stations in Wilmington, Delaware.
Oh! I was just saying I wanted to do gas stations.
Yep. And I figured Delaware has gas stations.
Do they now?
I checked ahead.
You learn something new every day.
You know what else?
What?
They pump gas for you.
That's kind of why I wanted to do. I think I originally thought of doing that in Oregon because I think
Oregon
they do
does
that
it.
Up there,
they definitely do. I think West Virginia as well. Probably other states. Remember in West Virginia where we just had a
worst gas experience of our lives. I'm pretty sure we entered one of those weird time loops. Those like
called the Twilight Zone.
Sure, maybe that. Yeah, where we really ended up in a not current timeline.
It was bizarre.
It was bizarre.
It was like going, yeah, middle of nowhere, West Virginia.
It was like one of those things you read on Reddit late at night and you're like, what the fuck?
And then you, yeah, and it's like, that's what happened
to us. It's very scary. We have had a lot of weird experiences like that Russian guy at the roller coaster.
God, yeah. We've lived full lives.
Yeah. Wow, look at us go.
Now we're sharing them with the world.
Now we're just a family man trying to make it on Bravo.
What's my challenge?
So I like this one. I know you did one from Caitlin last time, but
What does she have for me?
I like this one. A review of a church left by someone who got ministered at their door.
What's that mean?
So like Jehovah's Witness came to their door or approached them or they were so annoyed that they went onto the internet
at the door of the church.
Oh no.
So they went on they were like,
I guess if
someone from your congregation stopped by
or
and
like,
blah, 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 blah.
Stopped at the Powell's Bookstore Cafe.
Interesting. Love it.
Yeah.
Okay. Love that.
I think that's a fun one.
That is a fun one.
God.
We love talking about Catholicism.
Thank you, Caitlin. This is so freaking helpful. I swear.
Yeah. Yeah. So when you're hearing this, we're out of the country. If you're wondering why
we're posting weird shit on our Instagram.
Really weird shit, maybe. I hope so.
Probably be posting a lot of weird shit on the internet.
Haunted places. Two haunted grandmother's places.
I swear to God, our grandmother's house is haunted as hell, and you'll see why it on Instagram.
And for me, as being like more of a skeptic, more of a skeptic, it is absolutely haunted, that place.
Yeah,
was just there last
year. Alexander and Blaze are very much like not in that whole world.
Blaze will be convinced after one night there.
Blaze is a little bit nervous already, and the fact that he's even on edge makes me a little bit happy.
Yeah, so send us well wishes, and hopefully you hear from us after that.
Hopefully we'll
see how it goes.
Be back, not just in spirit, but in real person. and I know this sounds like a desperate plea to follow us, but yeah, if you want to follow us, we're on Instagram at Beach2Sandy.
Yeah.
Or you can find us at XteenSchiefer or Zandy Schiefer. And
hit us up.
We're going to be together, so there's going to be a lot of weird shit that will probably be Beach 2 Sandy related.
Can't wait.
Okay, we'll talk to you guys soon.
Bye.
Mwah.